This weekend, a performance artist will stage a show at a recycling dump in northeast Philadelphia. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on an art program that finds human stories from tons of trash.
Every day, 350 tons of trash come into Revolution Recovery. It sorts it into piles for recycling. So there's a wood pile, a metal pile, a pile of broken concrete, drywall, plastics. There's also a pile of domestic cleanouts. That includes family scrapbooks, old guitars, jewelry boxes.
So that is the pile of stuff destined for the landfill. That there's, it can't be recycled, it can't be reused.
Martha McDonald spent the last several months pulling objects out of this waste stream before the excavators can get them, like a wispy lock of hair from a toddler's first haircut. Someone had protected it for decades before it wound up in the trash.
I can't believe that it survived because it was just sitting there, a curl, a blonde curl, in, you know, a very like garden variety paper towel, and it almost blew away. And I was just like, whoa, no! This is like ephemeral memory just like drifting away.
McDonald has created Songs of Memory and Forgetting. It's a theatrical tour of small moments of beauty inside the industrial recycling business.
So the performance vacillates between these huge, large gestures and then these smaller gestures of playing the guitar quietly and reading these letters that I found. Dear Barbara, I'm very sorry that I did not write sooner. To accomplish the things that I have to do seems to get a little more difficult by the years. I'm now 84 years old.
After McDonald tells the stories of these objects, they will all go back into the waste stream to be lost forever in a landfill.
There's only so much stuff that we can keep here because this is a business and they're in the business of getting stuff out.
Songs of Memory and Forgetting will be performed this week and next after hours when the dump is not active. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.